This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Narang Goyang. The voting for the first phase of Lok Sabha election was held today in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu and Uttarakhand. Polling was held at 102 parliamentary constituencies where 11 Lok Sabha seats reserved for ST and 18 seats reserved for SC in this space. These constituencies belong to 17 states and 4 union territories. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this space. Polling was also held for electing new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single pace today. The polling for the simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh was held amidst tight security today in Itanagar Assembly constituency. The polling was held for Arunachal West Lok Sabha seat contested by 8 candidates including Union Minister and BJP nominee Kiran Rijiju and former Chief Minister and Congress nominee Nabum Tuki. Meanwhile, the state voter turnout is 65.79% for parliamentary election and 67.61% for assembly elections till 5 p.m. today in the state. Further, in the 60-seat Legislative Assembly, BJP has already opened its account by winning 10 seats uncontested. For the remaining 50 assembly seats for which the polling was held, about 133 candidates are in fray and 14 candidates for the 2 parliamentary seats in the state. Meanwhile, the 8,92,694 voters will decide the fate of the political parties in this election. Furthermore, the counting of votes for the assembly election will take place on 2nd June this year, 2 days ahead of the declaration of Lok Sabha polls results. Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sen has earlier briefed on the security arrangement for the first phase of the Lok Sabha election, which was held today. Of the total 2,226 polling stations in the state, live webcasting was done in 754 polling stations and offline video recording at 354 polling stations. To conduct a free, fair and peaceful polling, 80 companies of paramilitary forces were deployed across the state and over 50,000 officials were engaged in the state. Further, he also informed that 615 micro-observers were deployed, out of which 155 were stationed at the vulnerable polling stations and 417 in critical polling booths. Furthermore, out of the total 2,226 polling stations, 150 polling booths were managed by women officials, 50 youth-managed polling stations, and 3 persons with disability managed polling booths in Changlang, Longding, and Alo. Governor, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnayak and First Lady Anaga Parnayak have casted their votes for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Arunachal Pradesh at the polling booth in Government Secondary School Building, P Sector, Itanagar today. The governor appreciated the people who turn up in large numbers for voting. He said that wholehearted participation of the voters reflects their consciousness and absolute trust in the democratic process in the state. To generate awareness about the legislative enactments of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanghita, and the Bharatiya Saksiya Adhiniyam particularly amongst the stakeholders and legal fraternity, the Ministry of Law and Justice is organizing a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System at Dr. Ambedkar International Center, Janpath, in New Delhi tomorrow. Indian Railways is operating a record-breaking 9,111 trips during summer season to ensure the convenience of passengers and manage the anticipated surge in travel demand during summers. Ministry of Railway said the additional trains have been meticulously planned to connect key destinations across the country, ensuring seamless travel on major railway routes. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has predicted that except for Tawang, the 13 districts of Arunachal Pradesh are in yellow alert and will receive thunderstorm and lightning very likely at isolated places from 19th to 23rd of this month. The districts are East Kameng, West Kameng, Kurum Kume, Kradadi, Kamle, Lower Subansri, Paki Kesang, Papumpare, West Siang, East Siang, Siang, Leparada, Lower Siang, Upper Subansri, and Shi Yomi districts. Meanwhile, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjo Dibang Valley, Lohit, Tirap, Changlang, and Longding are in both yellow and orange alert. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.